Unit 75, The Flying Penguin. Penguins are great swimmers. They are better than many other totally aquatic creatures. Penguins are really birds, but they cannot fly. They lost that ability millions of years ago. Their wings developed into flippers. Now the flippers serve as paddles in the water. Penguins once also had the regular bird feet. But over millions of years, the feet became webbed. The flippers and the webbed feet make penguins swift swimmers and deep divers. Why the change from a flying to a swimming bird? Scientists only guess. It may have been a need for food. There was nothing else available, so penguins constantly dove into schools of fish. Then another great change took place. Nature equipped the penguin's body with built-in shock absorbers. These are feathers that grow straight out from the body and then towards their ends take a right-angled turn. Why does the penguin need these? After dining in the water, the bird has a problem. It needs to get back on top of an ice floe. The ice floes are some 5 or 6 feet above the water. Here's what the penguin does. It swims in close. It measures the height of the floe with a watery eye. It turns and heads out some 30 feet. Then it turns toward the floe and races at top speed underwater. Scientists have clocked its speed to about 60 miles per hour. Now, here's the tricky part. Just short of the ice floe, the penguin planes upward and becomes a hurtling aerial torpedo. Most of the time, a penguin will make it to the top of the ice floe, but on occasion it smacks hard into the icy side of the floe. The impact would be hard enough to cripple the penguin or even kill it. But the ingenious feather shock absorbers save it.